Hidden Hills, this is an Arlington golf course. It's becoming a public golf course after being a longtime members-only club.
That's right, country club.
So is Hidden Hills alone?
No, it's certainly not. Across the country, the golf business has been going in a rough patch, if you'll excuse the expression, for some time.
I will.
We haven't seen some of these national trends to the extent here in Northeast Florida, as you've seen across the country. There are about 68 golf courses operating in Northeast Florida. That's down from 72 in the late 90s when we hit our peak. But the trend, very definitely, is these former private golf clubs just scrapping their membership model and trying to attract the general public. It's pretty clear that only the most exclusive clubs can survive these days without opening up their course to the public. Another factor, obviously, it helps us here. The weather's great 9 months of the year for golf, and we have a fair number of retirees here, and that seems to be the group that still loves golf. What you don't see is you don't see young people taking up the game by and large, and you don't see those subdivisions being built anymore with golf courses running through them. And most importantly, as a business, you don't see investors wanting to invest in the game. Really, golf's problems accelerated with the 2008 recession. And for 10 years now, more golf courses across the country have closed and been opened up. People in the business say it's only getting worse. Golf stores are closing.
Are you saying golf's not popular anymore?
The two biggest concerns people have these days are time and money. And golf requires a lot of both. It's expensive. The equipment is expensive. Access to the golf course is expensive. The lessons are expensive. Let's not forget, it's traditionally a rich person's game.
But what about the new Topgolf facility? That's out at the St. John's Town Center. It has a driving range type game and bars and other games indoors. That seems pretty popular. Does that mean that golf has a future?
Topgolf really attacks those two problems that we were talking about earlier. It doesn't cost a lot to play compared to traditional golf, and you can just go for an hour or two, have a great time, and leave. There's other things golf courses are doing to try to get more people on the course, and there's such a thing called foot golf.
Foot golf?
Foot golf involves kicking a soccer ball down the golf course and scoring. It has more of an exercise factor than golf. You know, tries to capitalize on the popularity of soccer these days.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.